My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell talking about the wide receiver room. He'd love to see somebody step up and instill some more confidence in the wide receivers. And we didn't see a whole lot last Thursday from any of the receivers. We've heard an awful lot about the upside of players. I mean, Darius Fountain and Caden Davis have really turned heads of people in the media, and the coaches have spoken glowingly about those guys. But we didn't see anything in the game Thursday. And that's why Dan Campbell's trying to light a fire, trying to get somebody to step up. This is some breaking news, though. This just came down, actually, right when we went to commercial break. This is from Adam Schefter. ESPN sources, Vikings rookie first-round pick J.J. McCarthy is expected to undergo knee surgery that will determine how much time he's going to be sidelined. McCarthy complained about knee soreness over the weekend and underwent an MRI on Monday night. Now, there are other people that have reported Tom Pelissero and Ian Rapoport say that McCarthy missed practice with knee soreness and tests revealed a meniscus issue that he'll undergo surgery for. So we don't know how long he'll be out for. This is just undergoing the scope and you're out for a couple days or a week. Or is this something that is a meniscus tear and something that could sideline him for several weeks and going into the season? Don't know, but looks like Sam Darnold will start the season as the quarterback, unless this is a scope issue and it's going to be cleaned up quickly.
Well, Gator, I mean, nobody wants to get surgery.
No.
But with that being said, I mean, I thought JJ looked pretty good over the weekend.
I thought he looked very good.
And you got to believe he'll be out for at least a little bit, you're right, unless they have to just clean it up and maybe you're only looking at a couple of weeks. But you asked the question last segment, and I think it's a great question. Because watching just football this weekend, whether it was JJ in Minnesota, Caleb in Chicago taking on the Bills, or whether it was even Green Bay and Jordan Love, like, I do wonder if Lions fans, now that we're like live bullets, the real thing, season's about to start in 3-4 weeks, I wonder if Lions fans are as confident as they were, considering Lions got their own injuries yesterday at practice, not to mention those two comments from Dan Campbell makes you wonder if Dan Campbell wonders or believes these things have been a tad underwhelming so far.
Another addendum on J.J. McCarthy. Adam Schefter follows up with a tweet saying that McCarthy has a torn meniscus in his right knee. That's per the head coach, Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how long that means he's out for. We'll wait for the doctor. Is Dr. Chow? What's the doctor's name?
The doctor on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, look for the real Chow, not the fake Chow. There's a lot of fake doctors out there.
Wow, so a torn meniscus. I mean, that does not seem good.
Fake Chow.
Yeah. Well, we saw reports yesterday of another fake doctor out there, too. Right?
You see the movie Hall Pass?
Yeah, of course. of course, Gator.
Come fake on. Chow. Anyway, 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. But we are talking, it's germane to our conversation because we're talking about the confidence level you have in the Lions over the last couple of weeks. Has it changed at all with the landscape of what's going on in football? We got to see players play in preseason. Now, we all know, hey, it's preseason. It really doesn't matter. But if you can watch, and I think you can look at it objectively and understand that it does matter and still come out saying, like, for instance, J.J. McCarthy handled himself pretty well.
Yeah, he was great.
Looked like he had zip on the passes and threw the ball well downfield.
He was mobile,
ran when he
elusive.
Had to run. Yeah. Now we find out he's got a torn meniscus, which is unfortunate for him. If you watch the Bears, if you watch Caleb Williams, you saw him move around the pocket, buy himself some extra time to complete some passes, threw the ball downfield very well, showed off his athleticism, took off running, picked up 13 yards, and then slid, already showing the maturity, knowing when to slide. I'm not saying that, you know, send the trophy to Chicago. But I'm just saying it's a nice first effort from Caleb Williams that you have to look at and say, okay, there's talent there. Clearly, we saw it in college, and now you can see it with the pro ranks, even though it's a preseason game. And then you look at what we have with the Lions. There's not much to glean from the Lions game because they didn't play any starters.
No.
You know, the starters they did play, there were a couple on defense, and they were defensive backs, and they looked good. Terry Arnold looked good. And it's Rakestraw made a couple plays. He looked good. But otherwise, we didn't see any starters play. We didn't. If there was a guy competing for his starting job, James Houston, he got a quarterback pressure in, and they were also using him to drop back into coverage. And, you know, it was up and down reviews on that. There were some down reviews. You look at Pro Football Focus, they graded him very poorly. But if you watch the game with your eyes, the eyeball test, I mean, I thought he was fine. But what we also found out earlier this week is that maybe the experiment of using James Houston as being a guy you can drop into coverage is something they're going to put a stop to.
Yeah. They pretty much said that.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're done with that. He's an edge rusher. He's going to set the edge, and he's going to come in as a pass rusher. That's it. And that's his skill set, and he's awfully good at it. At least he was with the 8 sacks in 7 games 2 years ago.
So, Gator, a lot of people on the ticket text are giving their timelines on how long JJ should be out. It's anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. So, you know, you should feel reassured that he's going to come back. But a lot of people as well want you to use the meniscus voice.
My head coach in high school, my high school football coach. Because I had an injury in practice. I came into the trainer's room, and the coach, first thing, all he could focus on was he had it set in his mind. It was a meniscus injury.
Is it the meniscus?
No. I think it's just a bruise.
It's just a bruise.
Yeah, it's not the meniscus.
That's how your head coach sounded?
It was the meniscus.
Wow. Yeah. Is he still with us?
He is not.
Oh.
He is not.
Rest in peace.
But the memories are there. And that whole conversation they had with our trainer is still one of the funnier conversations I can remember in my mind. Because the trainer was like, it's not the meniscus.
But he kept insisting.
Wait, so this was on you?
Yeah.
So you were a big part of the team if he's worried so much about your knee health.
Of course.
He loved all his players.
Unconditional loyalty for all of us.
Yes.
No, actually, it's funny because the play that I got hurt in practice, we were running the second team offense, and I was on second team offense, first team defense. And I had collided with a teammate of mine, the tight end. I was a tackle, and the tight end was taller than me. His knee hit directly above my knee.
Oh.
And I went down like a ton of bricks, and I thought that it really hurt it. And it swelled up like a basketball. It was huge. But it wasn't anything other than just a bruise. And I was out of practice for a couple of days and missed, I was going to miss the game, and then they threw me into the game, and I could barely stand. I'm like, really? You want me to go in the game? Okay. But that's a whole other issue. But no, it was not the meniscus with me then. It is the meniscus with J.J. McCarthy, and that's unfortunate for him. 248-539-9797. Joey is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Joey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you,
Joey?
Today.
What's that?
I was going to say something that's really important. Just listen to me out real quick. So, Lions went 0-4. I'm sorry, 4-0 in preseason, 2008. What was their record?
Oh, boy.
I forget, Joey.
I think they may have lost every game that year.
0-16.
Dan Orlovsky might have ran out of the back of the end zone, too.
So, my confidence level is the same, guys. I feel like the Lions are going to do great. I'm actually driving in Wisconsin right now, and I was at a gas station wearing my Detroit hat, and the guy goes to me, "How are you guys going to do this year?" And I told him, like, "We're going to kill it."
What was the guy a Packer
fan? Was he happy
fan?
About that or no? Was he upset with you?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Thank you. I appreciate that. So,
phone lines in Green Bay, pretty questionable.
Yeah. I imagine anybody enters the state of Wisconsin wearing a Detroit hat, they're probably not going to be happy with that.
How are you guys going to do this year?
We're going to kill it. We're going to kill it.
Kill it. Kill it. Sorry.
You think he told him, hey, you remember when we went undefeated in the preseason? And then, no. You think he told that story to the Wisconsin
guy? Can I ask
guy?
You guys a question? Like, yeah, like doing radio for such a long time.
Yeah.
You guys are on all the time. What is the one thing?
That's one of them.
That callers say, and okay. they act like they're breaking news, but obviously right. They know all this stuff.
Right. No,
the Lions went, oh, wow. They went undefeated.
The Lions going perfect in the preseason and going imperfect in the regular season. That's one. I don't know if you knew that Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford, they went to high school together.
Tom Izzo and Steve Mariucci. Tom Izzo, Steve Mariucci.
There's that. There's
my favorite is you guys. You know what the definition of insanity
is? Don't. We don't even talk
it's
about
when
that.
When you do it over and over and over again, that's the definition of insanity.
No, and expect the same result.
That's favorite one.
That's where they come in, which is not the definition of insanity at all. Yes, that's part of it. There's a bunch.
What's another
of
one? Come on.
I had one, and then it lost. Then it left me. Tom Selleck getting at bats with the Tigers in spring training. Did you know that? Did you know Tom Selleck got an at bat?
That's going way back.
I know, but this is the thing. This is what you hear.
Oh, do you know Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker once were on Sesame Street? Do you know Lance Parrish was on Different Strokes? I mean, I can hit you with that too.
I didn't know Lance Parrish was. On
he was. Strokes. Yeah, he was Sam's coach. Or actually, he came to speak to Sam's softball team. Yeah, remember Sam was the stepbrother from
Arnold. Yeah, that was like the last season, yeah.
Yeah, that's when they had to give you a new character just to save the show for a year. Kind of like the same thing with the Brady Bunch and that Oliver kid.
Don't. Oliver. The actor's name was Robbie Rist.
What do you think Robbie Rist is doing these days?
He was a filmmaker at the time.
Oh, good.
At last I heard, but I don't know because that's nothing I should ever mention again. 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.